Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, joined by Julie Beasley. Julie, it's Easter weekend. Big plans?
We do have a bit of plans this weekend. I had a neighborhood Easter egg hunt down our road. So we had about 20 kids participating and then heading out. We actually are heading out to Crimson Stables for an Easter egg hunt and some pony rides.
That sounds like a good time. I think it's supposed to be a chilly weekend. We've had a bit of cold weather come through. That front actually brought some snowflakes the other day. I was pretty shocked looking out my office window. And going from 75 degrees to 25 degrees the next day with snowflakes. That was not fun.
I know. I was not prepared for that. I dressed my kids in shorts. So not a good call for a mom with a big temperature change.
IU women's basketball had their Elite Eight game last weekend since we last had our show. And they did not win. They got defeated by Arizona. But they made it further than they ever had before. And they did a great job. Some other news that had come out this week is that Allie Patberg has decided to return as a seventh-year collegiate athlete. That's almost unprecedented. I imagine that has to be some kind of record. She had a sit-out year because of transferring, and then they had some COVID extensions offered to them last year and this year. So she's going to be playing again. She said that there's some unfinished business that they need to take care of, and I believe that's a Final Four appearance. So they should have all five players that they started this year returning. So that will be exciting. And Coach Morin also had an extension offered to her with her contract.
Very good. Yeah, I think that is until 2028. Is that right?
I'm not sure of all the details, but 27, 28. So she got an extension and a big raise with that, and deservedly so.
Very good.
And unfortunately, we had some extremely, extremely sad news as well. A reserve officer with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department involved in a fatal accident. And this tribute came from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page dated March 29th at 11:55 p.m. Today, we lost one of our own, a hero, a brother, a friend. He was doing what he loved when tragedy struck. Words can't describe the immeasurable loss we are all feeling tonight. Reserve Deputy James Driver was one of only four reserve deputies that had completed the training necessary to support merit deputies as a solo reserve. He joined our unit in 2018 and immediately went to work on learning all he could. He was a volunteer who logged more than 800 hours supporting the sheriff's office last year, and this year alone, he had already worked almost 300 hours. Deputy Driver was always looking to help others, going to where he was needed most, always willing to lend a hand. Deputy Driver leaves behind a wife and a driver, a daughter, and two stepchildren. Rest easy, brother. We will take it from here. And those, again, are the words from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and loved ones of Monroe County Deputy James Driver. Today is April the 2nd. Let's take a look back at this week in history. All the way back in 1951, on March 29th, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage. On March the 30th, in 1981, President Ronald Reagan was shot in the chest by John Hinckley Jr. On March 31st, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened. And April 1st, 1924, Adolf Hitler was sentenced to 5 years for his participation in the Beer Hall Putsch. And on April 2nd, in 1513, Juan Ponce de Leon first sights land in what is now the state of Florida. And our celebrity birthday, a happy 74th birthday to 14-time Grammy Award-winning country artist Emmylou Harris.
Well, happy birthday to Emmylou Harris. And today on the show, we welcome Jordan Davis with a chocolate mousse. And our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. That's American Senior Benefits of Bloomington. They're online at asbofindiana.com. And also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. You can find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
Mineral County prosecutors have charged a 16-year-old with four felony counts after the murder of 18-year-old Keisha Huntington. D'Angelo Tashin Princeton Tolliver Edwards is being charged as an adult with murder, murder committed during a felony, attempted murder, and robbery resulting in serious bodily injury. According to a probable cause affidavit, officers from the Bloomington Police Department were dispatched to North Woodburn Avenue in the early morning hours of March 25th after reports of gunshots. While in transit, officers received reports that a person had been shot in the back. The affidavit identified the vehicle's occupants as Huntington and her boyfriend, Cameron Braun.
The Bloomington City Council will review a proposal to develop almost 4 acres for housing on West Hillside Drive near Switchyard Park on April 7th, though the proposal has received mixed reviews from elected officials. The new development would be located along the Beeline Trail as 7 separate buildings with 19 townhomes, more than 100 multifamily residences, and over 7,000 square feet of commercial space. Both the City Land Use Committee and Environmental Commission are arguing against the development, citing it fails to meet the standards set in the city's Unified Development Ordinance. The City Council gives it a final review at its next regular session and as scheduled for Wednesday, April 7th.
Hoosier All-American and Indianapolis native Mike Woodson has been announced as the 30th head coach in the Indiana University men's basketball program history. Woodson returns to the Bloomington campus with vast experiences and knowledge after playing in the NBA for 11 seasons beginning in 1980 and serving as a coach in the league beginning in 1996 for 7 NBA franchises, including 9 years combined as a head coach with the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. He was currently serving as an assistant coach with the New York Knicks.
Within a matter of days, IU's Assembly Hall transformed from a location hosting NCAA events to a COVID-19 vaccination site. IU will operate the site in coordination with the Monroe County Health Department and provide free COVID-19 vaccines to those eligible. The site will be open to the public, not just those affiliated with IU. Since January, IU has been working with local and state health officials to make an on-campus vaccination location a reality. Those eligible to receive the vaccine can select IU Simon Scott Assembly Hall in the ourshot.in.gov scheduling system as a location for their vaccine appointment.
The City of Bloomington has announced that the nonprofit TechPoint has announced plans to recognize the City of Bloomington with a prestigious Rising Tech City Award during the 22nd annual MIRA Awards Gala that will take place on Thursday, April the 22nd. The MIRA Awards celebrate the outstanding people, companies, and products in Indiana's tech sector each year. The Rising Tech City Award honors a city, town, region, or community within the state of Indiana, celebrating the projects and the people behind them who have championed the location's advancement.
The Trades District Garage, supporting Bloomington's newest employment hub and a cultural destination, will open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and that will take place on Saturday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Located between the Showers City Hall building and the Beeline Trail, the 350-space garage, featuring commercial and retail space facing the Beeline, will complement the Trades District burgeoning business activity at the mill, the kiln, and additional sites in development. Members of the public are invited to the event, which will feature remarks by Mayor John Hamilton and other local leaders, tours of the facility, and an opportunity to collaborate in the artwork commissioned for the structure.
And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Lost my pride, I lost my joy. She's playing house with her new shoes at the door. She took every little piece of my heart, and she wants more. Oh, that's all right, that's her move. But when I'm done, baby, crying over you, well, there's one thing I'm never gonna lose. Still you.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. And our community update is brought to us each week by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You should check out their fresh pulled pork, smoked ribs, or BLT. The pier is now open and live outdoor music will be returning to the Porthole, and that is scheduled for May. You need to check them out online at portholein.com or on their Facebook page. Indiana fishing and hunting licenses are now available for purchase and are valid from April 1st, 2021 to March 31st of 2022. Disconnect from the worries of the day and you can reconnect with your family and friends. Brush up on your fishing skills at a fishing spot near you. Also, the opening day of trout season for inland streams is April 24th. Fishing licenses can be purchased at many local sporting goods shops or online at the Indiana DNR website.
Well, Julie, joining us today is the Director of Operations for the Chocolate Moose, Jordan Davis. Jordan, how are you doing?
Hey, doing very well, Skip. Thanks for having me on, man.
No problem. Well, thanks for coming back. It's been a while since we've had John, I think.
Yeah, been a little bit. I've ate quite a bit of ice cream since then, but still doing more or less the same thing.
Well, that's good. This last year has been a little crazy. You're pretty entrenched here with the restaurant industry, so to say, here in Bloomington. How has business been for the Chocolate Moose over the last year?
So we were pretty lucky. It hurt just like a lot of people, but we were lucky to be in a position where, you know, a lot of our sales aren't from selling bottles of wine or cocktails. It's stuff where ice cream, you can get it and go. You don't need to really sit down and have the full dining experience. So we didn't suffer like a lot of people did. We also were very fortunate and felt blessed that we decided to put a walk-up window when this building was built. That was very helpful. A lot of people don't want to come inside during the middle of a pandemic, and I don't blame them. And we already had partnerships with 5 third-party delivery services. So we were set up pretty well to go. Again, it still hurt, but our Nashville store actually gained. And then Bloomington has hung in there, and now we're starting to see everybody coming out of the woodwork, and I hope they're getting vaccinated. I've got mine scheduled, and it's a great thing to see. Weather's turning, and people are chomping at the bit to get out.
All right, well, let's rewind for a bit. Let's talk about the Chocolate Moose in general. How long has the Moose been part of the Bloomington culture?
Yeah, so the Chocolate Moose was started, most of our stuff says, since 1933. What that refers to is May's Cafe. May's Cafe was actually right here at this corner of Smith and Walnut, and that was Doran May's parents, Cletus and CJ. They had the cafe and noticed that people really kind of liked this custard that they were making at the time. And then they let Doran, their son, build a stand in the parking lot in 1955. And that, at the time, was called the Penguin, as I'm sure most of your listeners know. So the stand was built in 55. It was called the Penguin. Doran May built it. They switched from custard to ice cream. And then sometime in the mid-80s, they changed the name over to the Chocolate Moose. And it's stuck ever since. And we've been slinging that homemade, made right here in Bloomington, 14% butterfat, hot, super premium ice cream ever since.
All right. Now, you don't just sell ice cream, you sell food. Talk about John Mellencamp's video, Jack and Diane. You've been talking a little bit about that on social media lately. So let's hear the story real quick.
Yeah, certainly. So it's kind of become a meme to be sugging on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze. And I couldn't just sit by and let people spread false information. So in the Jack and Diane music video, it is filmed outside of the original chocolate mousse stand. And they are, in fact, not sugging on a chili dog, but a Coney dog at the chocolate mousse and not the Tasty Freeze. So, you know, fell to me to enlighten everybody the truth. And we feel, you know, very honored to be part of such a foundational part of our country's history in Jack and Diane.
You're the director of operations over at the Chocolate Mousse. How long have you been with them?
7 years, 7 years. So I go back, spent a couple of years at the stand, and man, that thing meant so much to me as well as the community and so many other people. And we've just tried to make the best of it, you know, the best of the situation. You know, it wasn't our decision to tear it down, and it was unfortunate, but here we are and we're making it work.
We're going to talk a little bit about and what's ahead for Food Truck Friday here in 2021. But before we get into that, you have been the go-to guy in the Bloomington community for the food industry, specifically over this pandemic. I know you've been part of a Bloomington Foodies group, and you've actually even elevated to the point where one of our friends, Mike Lascott, has you on his radio show updating the community on the food industry. Go ahead and talk about how you've become this go-to person for all things restaurants.
Yeah, it just kind of happened organically, you know, Skip. I ever since I've had a job in the food service industry since I was 15, I've kind of worked to have money to eat whatever I want when I want. So even though my doctor might not like that, I've always been infatuated with not only working in restaurants, but going to other restaurants and seeing what they're serving and how they're operating and just picking up on some of those nuances. So when the pandemic hit, people didn't realize like, oh, he literally eats out every single meal and does not cook at home. I'm actually not a bad cook. I just like to use my time working, and cooking for one takes a lot of time if you're going to eat something delicious, you know, for the most part. So I started just kind of posting what I was eating and then started writing some descriptive reviews, and people really seemed to enjoy those. They're like, start a food blog. Food blog would have been a little too much typing for me. I don't have time for it. So we decided to make it something called No Dishes Bloomington. That is a podcast to where I get to have on local servers, bartenders, restaurant owners. You know, I've had everybody with, from Michael Cassidy and Jeff Meese and Rags down over to Big Z. Big Z, the serving bartending legend of Bloomington, is our most listened to episode we've had. So we really just want every level of restaurants to be a worker to be able to come in and voice their opinion. And it's been cool, man. I'm no different than anybody else in terms of being able to give the descriptions. It's been great to go on Glass's show. I'm really appreciative of that. But yeah, it really just boils down to the fact that I eat out all the time. So I know what most places are doing. I've worked in pretty much every stage. I've done dishes, busing, hosting, serving, bartending, front of house management. So it's all comes together to a kind of perfect storm where I get to talk about food and I love it.
All right. Well, we're going to come back here after break and we're going to hear all about what the Chocolate Mousse has to offer this year and what Food Truck Friday has in store. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Red Devil Woman with her
changed it. Bartender said, there's no stranger.
And we're back. You're listening to What's Happening. Skip Daly here, along with Julie Beasley, our guest today, Jordan Davis, the director of operations for the beloved Chocolate Mousse here in Bloomington. Now, Jordan, before we took break, we were talking about all of your experience in the restaurant industry. Let's talk a little bit more specifically about what the Chocolate Mousse is offering. I know you guys have a lot of collaboration going on with some other local restaurants and businesses here. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So we just rolled out our Crescent Donut glazed donut ice cream. We take a ton of their delicious yeast glazed donuts and throw it into a tub of ice cream. It's so weird. You're eating ice cream, but you're tasting a donut. It's such a weird sensation. We've had a really great response to that so far. We also partner with Baked to Bloomington, another Bloomington establishment when it comes to the sweets and packing on the LBs. They now carry 8 flavors of our ice cream. So you can go in there and already have so many options to customize your cookies. Now you can take that and pick one of these incredible flavors and throw a scoop of cheesecake ice cream, vegan strawberry, if you're dairy, even if you're lactose intolerant or vegan, and even if you're celiac. They've got gluten-free cookies. We've got dairy-free ice cream. There's really an option for just about everybody.
So what else do you have on the menu? Coffees for folks in the morning and lunch menu. What's most popular?
So obviously we talked about Zuggin' on chili dogs earlier. We make our homemade Coney sauce. We make it at the One World Kitchen Chair right here in Bloomington. And it's delicious. We call him Old Man Kleindorfer. Will come by and he would swear that it was best dog in town, you know. And we use a 5th pound all beef dog topped with our fresh homemade Coney sauce and throw on some shredded cheese and some diced onions. And it's really hard to beat. And then we also have the Spanish burger. And that goes back to, that was something that they made even before the stand in 1955. It's almost like a baked meatloaf burger. And we get a lot of older folks coming and getting those. Then we have younger folks coming in trying for the first time, like, oh my God, how have I never tried this before? So throw that with all day breakfast sandwiches, turkey pesto sandwiches, ham and cheese. We got quite a few options.
All right. That sounds good. Let's talk Food Truck Friday. Chocolate Mousse has sponsored that for, I don't know, what, about 6-7 years now?
Yeah. So we started it. We say Food Truck Friday presented by the Chocolate Mousse. We look at it as our baby. We're doing an event at Bryant Park for the project school where we went to sell ice cream and saw a couple of food trucks there. And Justin Loveless, our owner, and I were coming back from that event. And we're just like, man, like, we need to get a couple of these trucks next to the stand to try to drum up some lunch business. And we can sell them dessert and drinks and they get their food from one of the trucks. And we're like, man, when do we do it? It's got to be Food Truck Fridays, right? So next thing you know, we're doing Food Truck Fridays, and it turned into a massive event, larger than we ever imagined it would be. And we've been doing it for about 6 years. We did it at the stand. We did it in the church parking lot across from the police station, then moved down to the Herald Times. And then we went across from Upland on 11th Street at the Dimension Mill, and then took last year off. And then this year, we will be down at the brand spanking new Switchyard Park. And are super excited about that.
Now, you've talked about the opening date being tentative as June the 4th.
Yeah, so we're in constant contact with the health department in terms of what the gathering size limits look like and so forth. But yeah, June the 4th, we're really pretty optimistic. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. I think that's going to be a good time that we're going to be able to have a good, safe outdoor event. You know, Switchyard Park is so massive. There's so much room to spread out, and it's outdoors. So if there's one event that you should be able to feel safe going to, it should be an event just like Food Truck Friday. And for those that haven't been down to Switchyard Park, man, it's super blessed. It looks awesome to where they didn't know it when they designed it, but that thing is made for Food Truck Friday. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event down there.
All right. Now, in the past, Food Truck Friday has had entertainment, live music. What do you have in schedule for this year?
Yeah. So we're actually, right before I came on, I had a meeting with Crystal Ritter with the Parks and Recs Department. They're doing their summer concert series. And so we're actually piggybacking off of that for June, July, and August, to where they're booking the music, we're bringing in the food, and we just want to throw a big party where the community can feel safe to come back out and have a good time. And honestly, it's free. Unless you obviously you pay for your food or whatever you want to get. But they've got some great bands lined up. Disgo is one of my personal favorites. I absolutely love them. Cody Eichert and the Sidewinders out of Bedford, really great kind of country rock group. And they've got some other really, really good bands lined up.
Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Super excited to get back into a Food Truck Friday. It's been a couple of years now, and those are so much fun. I bring my daughter down, and she just absolutely loves it. The excitement, you know, the variety of being able to get French fries from one truck and a, you know, mac and cheese from another truck. It's just absolutely amazing. So June 4th down at Switchyard Park in Bloomington. How many trucks do you plan on having this year?
We're going to be looking anywhere from about 10 to 14. I think it'll be great. We're going to have several taco trucks, several barbecue, Wagyu Ninja doing kind of their Wagyu beef dogs and burgers. We've got a couple things up our sleeve we're not going to announce yet. Doner Kebab with the Euro truck. It's going to be cool. So yeah, hopefully starting June 4th, every Friday through the end of October, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, of course, we will push this here on the South Central Indiana News Network once the time arises. We'll put it on our social media, but where can folks find information about it up to date?
Yeah, if you literally just type in facebook.com/foodtruckfriday, we were so early on the scene that that takes you to the Bloomington one. So you can search for Bloomington Food Truck Friday or just type in facebook.com/foodtruckfriday, and that's the page. And we post our updates there, and we also post a lot of the updates to the Chocolate Moose Facebook page as well.
All right. And one more time, go ahead and pitch some of those other activities you're involved with. Glass in the Afternoon, when can folks find you there?
Yeah, Glass in the Afternoon every Tuesday at 3:40 on 98.7 WGCL. Glass is hilarious. He's been doing it forever. I try not to laugh too much when we're on there and kind of screw up the show, but we talk shop for about 10 or 15 minutes. It's a great time. And then I've got No Dishes. It's a partnership I'm in with Abel Garcia, the executive chef at Cardinal Spirits, as well as Wes Lasher. He kills me every time. Every time I screw it up, he's going to kill me. He is the owner of the production house. The three of us are the ones that are doing No Dishes podcast. We just started season two. The first episode is Abel and I kind of catching things up. And then the last episode we just put out Tuesday was with the owners of Switchyard Brewing, Curtis Cummings and Jeff Hall. Great episode. We put new episodes out every Tuesday. No Dishes Bloomington, great podcast that covered the local restaurant scene. And I put out some pretty cheesy reviews that, I don't know. I like to think they're somewhat funny. If anything, you can feel sorry for me.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds left. Do you have any closing remarks for our audience?
Keep an eye out. We're hopefully going to be doing some cool stuff over off Indiana Avenue with Buffaloes and opening a mini chocolate mousse over there. And we'll have coffee, ice cream, and then we've rolled out a brand new sandwich menu at our Nashville store that you can go try now or wait a few months, and we'll be bringing it over here to Bloomington.
All right. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yay. Thanks so much for having me, Skip. Always a pleasure seeing you, bud.
Jordan Davis, the Director of Operations over at the Chocolate Moose Food Truck Friday, looking to return to Bloomington at the Switchyard Park on Friday, June the 4th. We'd also like to thank the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And of course, this month's music brought to us by Amanda Webb. On behalf of Julie and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.